Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, welcome back to Unapologetically Living Podcast. Thank you for joining. And also, I want to give a shout out to all my amazing friends and family and supporters. I received so many messages, so many phone calls. I really would like to say thank you to everyone that takes the time to tune in. Either it's via YouTube or if it's via the podcast downloading and listening throughout your day. Thank you. Okay, let's get into it. Episode 3. Yes, we're moving right along. Episode 3. Now, this is a very sensitive subject, but it's a very much needed. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Yes, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I am rocking my purple. Yes, my purple hair, my purple lip color and blouse. This is for the color purple represents domestic violence. And also for me personally, purple represents royalty. And it is very much needed that women and men know that they are queens and kings and they should accept nothing less in relationships, in business, in their education, in their health, and life in general. Yes, because we're all about what? Living unapologetically. And that means for our relationships and our marriages too. That doesn't just mean for everything else. No, that means we're going to have healthy relationships and marriages. Okay, now let's get into some facts. Let's talk about some statistics. You all know by now I do my research and I also talk from my heart and give my opinion as from my own experiences and family and friends. So first thing first, let's talk about some facts. Did you know that for every 4 women that you see, 1 out of every 4 have or will or they know someone that has experienced some type of domestic violence? That's right. Is that crazy? Yes. But guess what? We can change these numbers and get these numbers down. This should not be something that should be considered a norm. 1 out of every 4 women, that is insane, has experienced some type of domestic violence. It's normally 3 major types of domestic violence. 3. The first one is physical. The second one is known as emotional. Yes, emotional. Mental. The third one is known as sexual. Okay? So those 3... at least 1 out of every 4 women has experienced. For men, men are not left out. They experience it too. For men, it's 1 out of 7 to 8 men has experienced some type of domestic violence. Yes, we have to get these numbers down. And the only way we can start getting them down is discussing it. We have for so long not discussed these topics where it's considered taboo to even discuss. So I could not stay silent. You want to know why? Because I am a survivor. That's why. I am a survivor myself. In my first marriage, I survived domestic violence. It was physical. My ex-spouse suffered from mental illness, which led to domestic violence. I am glad to be alive, to be healthy, to be in a brand new marriage. And it's only because I had the confidence, I had the self-esteem, I had the prayers from my family, the support from my friends, as well as my family, to know that I had to get out. So, as a gift to God, I said that I would spend the rest of my life being an advocate. I will always educate others on how I made it out that toxic relationship, how I survived, and it is life after leaving those type of relationships. But the first things first is we have to be honest and open and talk about it. If no one talks about it, then we don't know that it happens and it stays a secret. For a lot of people, this haunts them as a very hidden secret. That they're your coworkers, they're your neighbors, they're your friends, they're your family, and you have no clue what they're going through behind closed doors. But today, Unapologetically Living, we're going to unpack and we're going to discuss it. I'm going to give you the 1-800 number. Yes, the national 1-800 number for domestic violence, where you can speak with professional trained counselors And they can let you know the steps that you need to take to get out, especially if you're in a threatening, dangerous situation right now. You and your children or your family members' lives are in danger. You need a plan of action. That's right, a plan of action. So you need to link up with a professionally trained counselor. No matter where you live at, they can get resources to you within your area. The number is 1-800-799-7233. Again, 1-800-799-7233 is a national domestic violence hotline. No matter where you reside, they can assist you. Do not stay in a dangerous, life-threatening situation. You have to get out. Okay? Did you know that the CDC said as of June 2020, more than 5 million people have lost their lives due to domestic violence as of 2020 June. 3 million of it was male and female relationships. 3 out of the 5 million was male and female relationships that led to these fatal domestic violence relationships. This is going on regardless of your race, regardless of your financial, regardless of your religion, your political background belief. This is something that haunts you no matter who or where or what you have. And as I said before, we have to start discussing this and being open and candid, because it's people that do not know that they are not alone. There are other people suffering right this moment, unfortunately, as we speak. So this is why I had to unpack and discuss this. Not just during this month, but any month. You can always catch me on Instagram if you're following me. Yes, this is a little plug. Unapologetically Living _ Instagram. You can always follow me. I'm always talking about healthy relationships. I'm always talking about knowing the difference between healthy versus toxic and domestic violence. I'm a domestic violence advocate 365. Not just in the month of October, but it's just that I spotlight the month of October because it's held nationally as the awareness month. We're going to talk about some of these things. I have some notes that I have that a lot of people don't know, that physical violence is known by, yes, physically hitting, kicking, biting, things like that. But sexual violence is also, anytime you are forced to take part in a sexual act, no matter if you're in a relationship or married, that's a form of domestic violence. Even being married myself, a lot of people think that being married means that you cannot be sexually attacked or sexually raped because you exchanged marital vows. That is false. Anytime you tell a person no, whether it's your spouse, your boyfriend, any type of significant other that you hold in high regard, if you say no, the answer is no. That is a form of domestic violence. Sexual violence is still violence, whether you're in a relationship or not. Stalking. A lot of women and men take stalking very lightly. If a person shows up uninvited to your home, your job, your school, your kids' school, your family member's home, that's stalking. Do not take these things lightly. These are things that lead to more serious situations, but we overlook them because we say, oh, well, he or she just showed up to my school because they just wanted to talk. Well, did you invite them? That's stalking. If they showed up unannounced and you did not request or you do not desire that visit, that's a form of stalking. And if they repeatedly keep doing this, even when you're asked to not come, to not keep showing up unannounced, and they repeatedly keep doing it, you need to report this to the police as soon as possible. You need to get a paper documented restraining order. Yes, a documented restraining order on paper. You need to legally let this someone know that I am being stalked. I have unsolicited, unrequested visits, contact with the person that I repeatedly keep telling that I do not want any contact with. Do not keep taking small gestures as lightly. Do never underestimate a person. I don't care how long you know them. I don't care who they're related to, how much money they have. They're status, what title they have in front of their name, their doctor so-and-so, their minister so-and-so, or what titles they have behind their name. They have a PhD, they have an MD. You still do not disregard their unsolicited, unrequested advances and requests. If you tell them, I do not want to be bothered, do not call me, do not text me, do not visit me, they have to respect those boundaries. If a person doesn't respect your boundaries, I don't care who they are, you need to take note of that. And if it repeatedly keep happening, you need to let someone know, family, friends, and as well report to the higher authorities and get this stuff documented. Also, we need to look into psychological, emotional. A lot of people do not take emotional violence, domestic violence, I should say, as a issue. It is. If someone repeatedly calls you out of your name, talks down to you, yells at you, very forcefully, everything they say to you is in a forceful manner. They're giving you orders. If you are an adult, you should not be taking orders from anyone. No, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's what my grandmother used to tell me. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. You are an adult. No other adult, in a relationship or not, married or not, they should not be talking to you as if you are a child or if you are beneath them. Anything that they want done or they want to be brought up to your attention, it should always be done in a respectful manner. You should never be called out your name. I don't care what you did. I don't care how serious it may be. If they are upset, they need to remove themselves from that situation. They need to remove themselves from that environment, that person. But never just blatantly just keep calling someone out their name. Keep yelling at them. That's just as serious as them putting their hands on you. Do not undermine someone that every time they get upset, or the only way they know how to express themselves is if it's in an aggressive, violent way, by calling you out of your name, by yelling at you, by giving you forceful orders, treating you as if you are a minor or an object. That's not love. These are all scenarios of domestic situations. Physical, which can be sexual, rape, forced sexual acts, emotional, psychological, talking down to you, calling you out your name, giving you orders. All these are domestic violence, as well as physical. Hitting you, biting you, pushing you, choking you. These are all under the same category. So this is why I say it's very important that we discuss these things, because a lot of times, people do not know, a lot of young ladies, a lot of young men do not know this. They're in relationships, they're in marriages, and no one in their family or their friends talk about these things openly. So you go through life thinking, oh, well, it's normal that Tony pushed me. It's okay that Keisha bites me every time she gets mad. That it's okay that Ken pushes me down the stairs because I didn't have dinner ready when he came home from work. It's okay that Valerie decided that she's going to call me names because I didn't bring her flowers home from work. So she's going to start calling me all type of obscene names and languages. These are behaviors that we encounter on a day-to-day basis. And we consider it as the norm. Why? Because no one tells us that this is toxic behavior. This is not normal. It's not healthy for you to be in a relationship and being treated in no other way than the way you should be, which is, as I said, like the color purple, royalty. That's right, royalty. A queen and a king. You are an adult. Most of us have jobs, have businesses. We have children, we have family members, we have friends, we have dreams, we have goals, we have hobbies. We are humans. There is nothing about you small, and you need to stop settling for small behavior, small-minded people. Even if that means you have to be single. Even if that means that you have to remove. You have to, you move into this new place and you got to pack your things back up and move again. If that means you have to maybe get a new job, this person keep coming to this job. Do whatever you have to do. I'm not going to get into a lot of details, but I'm going to give you a few details, a few tips that I did when I left my abusive spouse that a lot of people don't know. If you've never been in a domestic violence situation, a lot of times you don't know. Some of your family and friends, they'll say, oh, girl, just leave. Well, they'll tell the guy, just stop messing with her. But a lot of times, if you're really real deep in, as they say, too deep in, you cannot just pick up your things and just move that quickly. Because one, sometimes you don't have the finances. Two, you're scared. How am I going to survive in this world without this person when this person has been providing everything for me? Number three, you fear being alone. I have to start dating again. I'm going to be by myself. I got to press replay, restart all over again. So you don't know the first steps to take. One mistake that I tell everyone, do not never tell a domestic violence person to just leave. Never. You want to know why? Because they need a plan. They need a plan of action. And they need not to tell this plan to their domestic violence partner. Because that can trigger them to enrage and act on you leaving. So you're never to tell their partner, I'm leaving you today. I'm packing my bags. I'm going to be gone in the morning. No, because that would trigger them to either hurt you or to stop you from leaving. So you need to know, hey, I can't just blurt out and tell them I'm leaving tomorrow. I came over here to pack my things and I'm out of here. A domestic violence partner will get enraged. So what you need to do is you need to have a plan of action. You need to plan your getaway very, very smart and very quickly. One of the first things I did was I obtained a post office box out of the area of where I lived. That's right. I got a post office box clear on the other side of town, which means that I was forwarded my mail, so I would not have to go back over there and get my mail. Anything that I needed, I made sure I forwarded that. I changed my bank account address. I changed my job, got my new address, all my mailing address. I did not give a physical address. Pay attention. I did not get a new physical address. Even though I was moving somewhere new physically, I did not want that track record. So that person would not be able to see any type of mail going to a new address. I listed a post office box clear on the other side of town of where my mail was being forwarded to. So if anything that person saw with mail with my name on it, it would have that post office address, not a new street address. Plan expeditiously. Yes, have a plan of action and plan it expeditiously. Plan your getaway very smooth and very quietly. Number two, have two or three people written down their name and phone numbers that know your situation and that you can contact. Have it written down. So in case that person damages your phone, you have their numbers written down that you can remember it. Because remember, when you leave, you are under traumatic stress. So your memory may not be working. So you need to have those numbers written down somewhere safely where you can, if you need to be, you can go anywhere and use the phone and call these numbers and let them know I'm here and I made it safely. We're going to get into changing the number too. You change your number when you leave. You may have to get what they call a burner phone. You may have to get a prepaid phone. But you're going to get rid of that old number they had so that they won't be able to call you and text you and taunt you. Another tip that I did when I left my former spouse is before I told my three emergency contact people, but after I changed the post office, what I did was I started gathering little tubs. Like, don't get a lot because you don't want to alarm that person. Get like two or three at a time. Start packing stuff small, lightly. Start putting you can't take everything, but put a few of your important things, start putting them together in a tub. Those tubs they sell at the stores, the Walmart, Target, even the dollar store. Start getting your important stuff, putting it all together. Your important papers, your important documents, get those stuff, put them together, put them in this tub. Start packing your stuff little by little without being noticeable. You're gonna leave the clothes in the closet hanging up for the most part, but you're gonna start moving some of that important stuff. You pack little by little. And you don't make it noticeable. You put it back in a closet, put it back in the garage where it's not seen. Every day you add a little more and a little more to it. So when you get ready to move, you have stuff, you have your key important stuff already packed and ready to go. You don't have to go around running around grabbing stuff and pulling stuff. Because clothes is replaceable. You can replace that by simply just going to the store. But it's hard to replace the birth certificate, the social security card, the passport. It's hard to replace those things. So those things you need to make sure I got those. When it's time to move, I grab this tub right here. I got that. You got me? We're going to get a piece of post office box. We're going to let two or three of our family or friends know and write down their name and numbers and have it on paper. Not just in your phone, on paper, in case something happened to that phone. Number three, start packing stuff lightly, like your important stuff. Put them in tubs and put it away. Because when it's time to move, you can grab them tubs and move. Now, those are the first three I'm going to give you. We're going to have a part two of this because we're going to have some guests come on part two. And we're going to talk about some more of my own personal tips, as well as we're going to hear from the guests that are survivors. It is very important that we start talking about this. We start having open discussions about domestic violence because it happens, regardless if we want to talk about it or not. A lot of times when I post about domestic violence, most of the time it's like crickets on social media. People are like, they're scared to talk about it. Knowing that they know somebody in their family and their friends has experienced it, or they didn't have experienced it themselves. But they don't want to talk. It's taboo to say, I've been in a domestic situation. Someone put their hands on me before. Someone's talked down to me before. Repetitively, I've been stalked before. I've been sexually assaulted before. That people do not want to admit I've been in uncomfortable situations. I've accepted less at one point in time in my life. But that's what makes it life. That every day you get a new day, we keep going. So I'm not afraid to speak out. Because I feel like sharing my story, my testimony can save another person's life. That's right. It can save someone's life. By me sharing my story and my experience. No one can never, never, ever get healed by everyone keeping their story, their journey to themselves, no matter what it is. If it's relationship, if it's health, if it's nutrition, if it's job, career, entrepreneur, parenting, whatever, you name it. Share your story. You don't have to be a secret agent and keep everything to yourself. Because at one day, we're all going to return to our maker and our creator. What's the purpose of holding it all in? What's the purpose of just secretly just holding it in your mind? Get it out of your mind. Unpack this stuff. There's help for you. National 1-800 number I gave you before, 1-800-799-7233. There's people that can help you in your community. Tap into your community. Tap into your resources. Find out how you can get out that situation safely. I am fortunate to be someone that made it out safely, but I do have family and friends that wasn't as successful as me. That, yes, we fatally lost them to domestic violence. So this personally tugs at me and my spirit in honor of my niece, my best friend, that I lost to domestic violence situations. So this is why I say, I will spend the rest of my life being an advocate and speaking out and sharing my own testimony, regardless of what people may say or their judgment. Because guess what? It's one person out there, it's just one person, life is spared. I've done my job. My podcast is successful. My YouTube is successful. It's just one person, life is spared. If you would like to reach out to me, you can via email, unapologeticallyfearless, @gmail.com. @gmail.com. As well as Instagram, unapologeticallyliving without the G, _. Unapologeticallyliving without the G, _ on Instagram. I am Lady B. Yes, that's right. I am Lady B. This is Unapologetically Living. As I tell you always, what I want you to do for me is live unapologetically. That's right. You're going to make your own memories. You're going to create your own opportunities. You're going to live your best life unapologetically. I'll be back a little bit later on this week. We're going to talk some more about this domestic violence. Next week, we got another hot topic coming up with brand new guests. Yes, we're going to keep this thing rolling. We're going to unpack. We're going to live life unapologetically. We're going to talk about some of everything. We have some amazing hot topics and some amazing hot people coming up that really want to get their experiences and their feelings out to help others. How cool is that, right? It's people out here that want to help other people just as I do. This is not just about just wanting a status or just wanting monetization. This is about giving back. I am a survivor. I am an advocate of living your best life unapologetically. I'm out, y'all.